Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Morning on this beautiful Tuesday morning. This is the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday to you, and we'll get you off to a good start here this morning.
Yep. Hopefully, everybody's Costco awnings survived. All those little temporary, temporary awnings, and everything was great. Ours, you know why? Because mine are guyed down.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Heavy duty.
It's like a TV tower. So I'm not going to do that again.
Right. Well, you know, there's payoffs for taking good measures like that. So,
hey, nice cool off though, right? Really nice cool off.
Yes.
Because before it was like we were in Phoenix.
I know. And that is not the place to be right now.
No, it's not. Well, I guess unless you have a reason to be there, but
like if you live there,
right, or visiting, or something.
You don't want to visit this time of year unless you have to. But you know, yeah.
So you know what? Hey, let's do something different this time. Let's instead of getting carried away with some enthralling conversation about communists versus Americans, or
like we always do,
yep. And how God is moving in our lives, or something like that. Let's get the. Let's get the word of the day.
Yes, first.
Because I'm actually on that page. I'm ready. My fingers are stretched out, and I've done my stretching exercises.
With your fingers?
I'm ready to
type.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's important. We don't want your fingers to be injured in the process. Okay, so what we have for the word of the day for Tuesday is from Proverbs chapter 8, and that would be verse 17, which is really cool. It's a short and sweet one. But it's lovely. This is the Lord speaking, and he says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me.
Oh, and there we go.
Yes, isn't that the truth? It's the direct correlation to 1 Corinthians 8:3 again that says, but if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. So,
yeah. Cool. And those who seek me will find me.
That's right. And you know what? That also links to that other verse that's so scary. That is, what is it? It's Matthew 7, I think, 7:23 that says, you know, the scary verse that says, I do not know you. Depart from me,
those who practice lawlessness.
Will
come to me and say, Lord, Lord.
Yes,
and it's like,
right.
And he depart says, from me. I never knew you.
I never knew you. But, so here we have the explanation of, who knows him and who he knows. It's the people who love him.
Right.
And, you know, so cool, huh?
Exactly. And, of course, there's other scripture and the talk about what that means. What does that mean to love him? Well, you'll do these things if you love him.
That's
so
right. You will obey his commandments. That's
right.
What it means to love him. So, boy, it just keeps going. It just kind of keeps going on. It's all connected.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Okay, so we have... some things that you've got some research that you wanted to really make sure that we get to, and I don't know what order in particular you wanted to kind of attack this. So,
well, you know, I kind of wanted to address some things that came to mind while, you know, that I did in my latest podcast for Sunday for the political church, where I was describing that, you know, we've got these kids, these college age kids that are being encouraged to commit crimes, right? And the way it's being pushed upon them is not being presented to them in a way that, hey, guess what? You're committing huge crimes, not just crimes, but you're collaborating with a foreign enemy, which is treason. And that carries a very, very stiff penalty in the law. I mean, treason, if you're caught getting paid for collaborating with a foreign enemy, holy smokes, that is at least life in prison.
Well, hey, remember last Friday, the audio file, the compilation that we played of all of these, from athletes to singers,
yep.
Performers, actors, yep. senators, congressmen, congresswomen,
yep.
And different talking heads from these different, was Johnny Depp saying, when's the last time a actor assassinated a president?
Right.
You know, going off on Trump. You know, this kind of stuff is just absolutely uncalled for. So you're right. This article that came out from discern.com talks about the Department of Justice investigating the BLM, Antifa leaders, and those who fund them.
That's right.
That it's about time. So the Department of Homeland Security chief says acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf on Monday revealed that the U.S. Department of Justice is investigating the leaders of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Heads up, folks.
Yep.
Along with those who fund the two organizations. I would love to see an Interpol international warrant put out for George Soros.
I would too. I would too. That man is, oh my gosh, yep. He needs to be
in prison. He's just one of many. There's a pile of them, and I'd love to see him in a pile.
Well, and not only that, but Bill Gates collaborating with the enemy on this whole vaccine, on all his
That's
everything.
A whole different level. I mean, that's a diabolical level, though. That is sinister.
And I agree with that totally. I mean, you know, I'm not giving pardon to them just
not
because
to say,
of their position, because he's still
not to say George Soros's role isn't.
Right.
I mean, they're both on the same. They're both on the same mission. They each have different marching orders.
Right.
Different, you know. Yeah.
But Bill Gates is still an American citizen, and he is still subject to the law. I don't care how much money that man has; he is not above the law.
No.
And we can't give him pardon just because he has money. We can't just dismiss it and go, oh, well, he's the elite class. You know, we'll never touch him. No, we need to expect that he'd be brought under the law.
Yeah, Mussolini and his wife were the elite class that couldn't be touched either.
Right, exactly.
Hitler couldn't have been touched
That's
either.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
So we can't
who
give
else? Gaddafi.
Them pass.
Muammar Gaddafi was elite and couldn't be touched.
Right.
Saddam Hussein was elite and couldn't be touched.
Right.
So
so, you know, so these young people that are being told that, you know, this is kind of a cool revolutionary movement and they're fighting to bring down something terrible, when that's a lie. They're fighting to bring down the best nation that has ever existed on
that's
the planet.
Right.
And that's not what they're being told. They're being lied to. And so what they think they're doing is they think they're doing something noble,
right.
And it's not. It's disgraceful. It's a scourge. It's traitorous, and it's treason.
Yes, and once again, the media are complicit because they are refusing to talk about the consequences of these actions. So listen to this. When asked why the leaders of Antifa and BLM have not been arrested and charged with conspiracy, because we've asked the same question.
Right?
This was the answer. Wolf said, it is something that I have talked to the AG personally about, adding that the Department of Justice is, quote unquote, working on it. He says this, look, we have seen about 300 arrests across this country regarding civil unrest and protesting, violent protesting, and I would say criminal protesting. It's called rioting, by the way.
Quit
calling it. It's not criminal protesting.
Nobody's
it's rioting.
Yes.
It's not criminal protesting.
Nobody's being
crying
fooled
out loud.
By that terminology anymore.
My gosh, somebody needs to smack him right upside the face. I'm really criminal. It even could be criminal protesting. It's rioting. It's insurgency. It's insurrection.
They're burning businesses down, for crying out loud.
Anyway, he says, I know the Department of Justice has charged about 74 or 75 individuals there in Portland with different federal crimes. It should be like 740 or 750, not 74 or 75 people.
Right.
So they are moving in this direction. But here's the other, my question is, why are those who are inciting the violence not being arrested?
Exactly.
How about Nancy Pelosi?
I know.
How about, what's her name? Waters.
Maxine Waters.
How about all of these people that were in that video calling for violence and including assassination? Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Really?
But even as high up as Kamala Harris saying the riots will not stop and they should not stop after the election.
Right. Look, this
what
is a movement.
What is she doing?
She's saying
that.
Be warning, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
continue on with the violent rioting that is illegal. You know, that's, wow, she can be held responsible for that statement.
Well, I don't know why communists are not being arrested on a larger scale.
Yep.
When they're making these kind of threats about overthrowing America.
I know.
I mean, when they're calling for violence against Americans.
Yes.
The communists should be arrested when they're on American soil calling for violence against Americans.
That is conspiracy to mm-hmm. overthrow the government.
Right.
And so that is so highly illegal, I can't even believe it. And so we had kind of, we touched very briefly last Friday, just as we were closing, on this great thing that Trump did when he passed a statute that said anybody that knocks over or defaces a monument now gets 10 years in prison right off the bat, just automatically. And wow, just it stopped immediately. They stopped defacing and
That's
destroying
right.
the monuments. And so I wanted to just point out that people are being prosecuted for these things. These things are illegal. And so I have some very interesting information here that is about a senator, a Virginia state senator who faces felony charges in her participation in monument destruction. And so this article is from the Epoch Times, and that is the name of the article. It's written by Jack Phillips. And it says that Democratic State Senator Louise Lucas was charged with conspiracy to commit a felony and injury to a monument in excess of $1,000 during the June 10th incident, Portsmouth Police Chief Angela Green said August 17th during a news conference. On June 10th, a Confederate monument was vandalized and broken apart by Black Lives Matter demonstrators. In the incident, a protester was seriously injured when a piece of the statue fell on him. And so she is, she's facing felony charges, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
It's illegal. What are these people thinking? You know, a senator participating in something like that
That's right.
is absolutely unbelievable. And it's, but, you know, I mean, even though she is actually participating in it, I don't think it's that much less to be instigating it and encouraging it in the media. And like you said, they're complicit as well because they're driving it, they're promoting it, they're motivating people to continue to do it. And they're not describing how any of these people are being arrested.
Right.
That's you know,
right.
So I just, I think that's a very important point that we bring out, because these young people are apparently unaware. They think that they're given a free pass right now to just go ahead and loot and steal and burn and destroy. And you know what? Hello, we're still under the rule of law. And they will be held accountable.
Yep, as much as they're trying to change that. There's a national file just, exposed a flyer that turned up from Black Lives Matter that said they're advertising for a rally. And their poster said, "If it burns, it burns. This is war."
Wow.
And that's how these guys are perceiving this. There's a website that, I have some, where was it? Let me try to pull it up here real quick, because these are, this, what do they call it? Not Occupy. It's the siege. They're going to lay siege to the White House. And that's what's going on right now with these guys wanting to lay siege to the White House. I've got their plans here. And this is over at adbusters.com, but they've got their tactical briefings all laid out, and they're calling for more uprising. This is the White House siege that they're trying to advertise. And of course, at the top of their page, they're talking about David Graeber, the anarchist intellectual. That's funny. An anarchist intellectual who's early efforts in Zuccotti Park made Occupy Wall Street an era-defining movement. Died Wednesday. He was 59. So another communist. That's not an anarchist. That's this communist implementing Saul Alinsky-type tactics. But anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about some of their tactics that they're using. They're talking about laying siege to the White House starting September 17th. I'm putting out the call to all jammers, citizens, and activists.
Wow.
And of course, jammers, they don't mean like, you know, jamming cell phone signals or anything. But it's I think it's jazz. They're like open jazz, jamming out, playing jazz on the streets. Or now they got a new term for it, jammers. I'd never heard of it before, but huh. Now we're going to look into this. I've got all the flyers and websites and everything right here where wow. They're promoting it and sharing tactics and inviting people to share their tactics as well so they can pass those on to others. Very organized. Yeah. Way more than the Patriots.
Well, that's unfortunate. Yep. Oh, my gosh.
It is. It is unfortunate. So, anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back with the morning commute here with JJS and Lady Liberty on this fine Tuesday morning in the American Redoubt. Stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
We are back from the break. We're going into segment two here at Radio Free Redoubt. Segment two brought to you by Katie Armor, serious body armor for serious times. That's C-A-T-I as in come and take it. KatieArmor.com. Thank you guys for sponsoring us. And the sponsor for the, we forgot to mention the security team sponsor.
Oh, yes. For this. Yes. Yep, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, the codename Dogman put the word out to sponsor our Wednesday show.
Yep.
Yeah, high-speed security team. More and more church security teams are really stepping up their game on their training.
That's so, right, and rightfully so, considering the attack on the Christians these days.
Absolutely.
And how
physical,
it's ramping
physical
up.
Physical attacks.
Yep. Yeah, yep, we're so. Super proud of those guys, by the way. They train hard, and they take it very, very seriously.
Yes, they do.
So they do an awesome job, and we're proud of them.
Hey, kind of some interesting news. Pastor Van Noy, speaking of churches, and they have a great security team as well. And that's about all I'll say on that. But Pastor Van Noy from Candlelight Fellowship in Coeur d'Alene, he and his wife both came up positive with COVID-19. And so,
well, thank goodness there are four treatments for it.
If they even need it.
Right. If they even need it.
What they say? Matter of fact, I've got the stat right here. This is encouraging because I think this covers, Pastor Paul Van Noy. Where was it? Oh, I got to find it. This is just so good. It's so encouraging. It was the percentage, the probability of dying from COVID-19 from the ages like 50 to 69 or whatever it was like 0.5%. It was just some ridiculously low number. I think the flu is higher.
Right.
But, oh, I got to find it. Darn.
Well, and the fact that, I mean, even if it did get so very bad that they had to be hospitalized, there's still four 100% effective treatments.
Yep, 100% recovery. Everybody who's been treated by these methods, 100% recovery. It's like not even hardly even worth mentioning if somebody gets COVID.
And all of them are readily available from any doctor.
Right. Well, they made it front page. It was front page news, though. I mean, it was right on the front of the Coeur d'Alene Press.
Right.
So they wanted to really make a big deal out of that. I'll find that statistic. But, here we go. There it is. UCLA Stanford study finds chances of dying from Chi-Com virus for 50 to 64-year-olds is just 1 in 19.1 million. That's your odds of dying from the Chinese communist virus that they're calling COVID-19. This is what got Scott and the entire nation running around with masks on, with right. muzzles on. 50 to 64 year olds, your chances of dying from this communist virus hoax is 1 in 19.1 million.
Wow.
Pastor Van Noy
well,
and your wife.
Might as well buy a ticket. God bless you guys.
Absolutely. of course, not right.
Right.
if you're going to be that one guy that dies of it, you should buy a lottery ticket. I'm not sure about the math on that one.
The odds are, you know, pretty similar to winning the lottery. So, you know.
Yeah, this is, man, unbelievable. But, yeah, I'm glad I got to put that out there. Remember Pastor Van Noy and his wife and anybody who has COVID-19. It's a real virus. It's, right. it's a real, so is the flu. And,
well, and so say
and
it.
What they, how say they politicized it is atrocious.
Right.
But, we hope for a speedy recovery and they're going to do just fine.
Yeah, send them a get well card, some flowers, you know, say, hey, hope you're doing well.
I guess they are going to be shutting down their church for maybe the Wednesday service this week. And
well, now you covered something on your show a while ago. And I believe that you said that the actual number of COVID or, you know, Chinese virus deaths is only 6% of what the original figure of what the CDC reported.
The CDC numbers.
Only 6% of what they reported is actual.
That's right.
And that's so, right. you know, boy, this is just blown so far out of the water. It's such a scam.
It's criminal.
Yes, it is criminal.
It's
because people have lost their businesses and livelihoods.
Lives.
This is absolutely criminal. Yep.
Absolutely unbelievable. It's the biggest robbery of liberty on earth ever.
Yep.
So, anyway, you, what's the next item that you were, had pulled up and you were hoping to get to?
Well, you know, I think, oh my gosh, did we actually reach the end of what we had planned to get to? Oh, no, that's not true. There is one other thing. There is something that I was hoping to get to, that we had touched on a while back. You know, where we played a clip where President Trump had said that if Biden were to some odd chance get elected, which is not likely, but, you know, if he were, then the nation would be owned by China.
Yes.
And so there's an article that I found here that is the title of this article is Chinese State Media Back Biden Say He Would Be Smoother to Deal With Than Trump. And so, you know, that just backs up what Trump was saying. And, you know, the fact that China is, you know, using their paid Maoist groups to, you know, flip states from Republican to Democrat states on, you know, to work against Trump. And so, you know, I don't even know how they're able to do that. That is so illegal. I can't even imagine had the Democrats actually found some kind of funding from Russia for the Trump campaign. Could you imagine how much that would have exploded?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, the whole investigation turned up nothing. Absolutely zip. But here we have Chinese funded presidential support for Biden.
Look, we've got it's a no-brainer. I mean, come on, even if you're a Democrat and you call yourself a moderate, you can't look at a candidate that the Communist Chinese Party is endorsing and say that's good for America.
Right.
these people are openly I think the hatred by Democrats, moderates, anyone who's not a conservative and not a patriot, not a Christian hates President Trump so bad. It's like almost a supernatural induced hatred.
Well, it is supernatural. I mean, where do you hate the truth? Why would you ever hate the truth? What kind of person hates the truth?
Right.
Right. And what kind of person hates good things being, good things occurring in the nation and progress and prosperity? You know, who hates that stuff? Why on earth would they be so blinded as to think that that is something they wouldn't like? I just, you know, it's mind boggling. Well, and even then, you know, that really does stem from our common core that came through all of our public schools and our communist professors that are now in our colleges, and slowly, ever so slowly, in all of our textbooks, it has told all of our young people that America is horrible and capitalism is horrible and communism is the real way to go. Talk about a subversive agenda. I mean, so insidious from the very beginning. I mean, gosh, I think the first time I saw that in the Common Core texts in public schools was like for third or fourth graders, where history that they were teaching is very pro-communist, very anti-American.
Oh, yeah.
And so this has been going on for the past decade at least. And this is the product of all of that. You know,
right.
Where all of these young people now, they've been fully educated on how horrible America is and how awesome communism is.
That's right.
And so this is a product of that. And it just, well, that pulls everybody away from God and away from truth. And this is what we're left with. We're left with chaos. And
at Adbusters, what we were talking about right before we went into the break, this is the kind of stuff that they're talking about, creating that type of chaos that you're talking about. Hashtag White House Siege. They're planning that to start September 17th. They're just like their calls for, like, this Maxine Waters to rip the president out of the White House. That's called a coup, by the way. It's illegal.
Yep.
And jammers, citizens, and activists, for your tactical briefing, click here. Tactical briefing number 2. Share your tactics right here. And this is all put together by Black Spot Collective. And you can click on the thumbnails of the various different promotional posters for these events and print those out so you can share those and promote them. Well, they've got nonviolent improvisational jazz, nonviolent improv jazz, nonviolent more jazz, all these posters. And then there's White House Siege poster. There's no nonviolent anywhere on there. They went out of their way to put nonviolent on these other posters, but when it comes to the White House Siege posters, there's nothing about nonviolence there. So,
I'm sorry, but that requires a military response, in my opinion.
I agree. They just make
it. If they don't have the army, the Marines, everybody lined around the White House, I will be highly disappointed for that.
Yep.
That is a threat to destroy the White House, to take over.
Well, that's right. And we'll continue to cover this stuff. We'll be watching this closely. Things are going to heat up as we get closer to the election. The election, no doubt, will be contested when President Trump wins by a landslide. I believe the international community is going to want to try to get involved and tell us President Trump can't be the winner. So we got problems, maybe.
We will not allow that, by the way. So
no. Well, hey, we are right up against the wall. We're out of time. So God bless you guys. You have a blessed day, and join us tomorrow morning for the morning commute.
That's right. Blessings to all of you. Have a great day.